a useful resource when it comes to future planning, and it's a positive development when it comes to regional development. So it will monitor a range of different socio-economic indicators across placemaking, environmental indicators, and also economic development related to the region's economy. So it will provide an important window to the performance and impact on the ground that national and regional policies are having. So what it will do is it provides a state of play, a state of play of local and regional competitiveness. And this allows us ultimately, I suppose, to better understand the strengths and weaknesses of the region across a range of different areas.
And indeed, for Donegal in particular, which there has been a noted regional imbalance, it will be vitally important for here.
So how we use the data will be important on the development of regions. And the focus must be on using the information available through the monitor to better engage in evidence-based planning and decision-making, and particularly when it comes to determining how to allocate resources across the state. So it's important that the data is used to address regional deficits. As we know, the Northwest region has suffered from underinvestment. So it must ensure that demand for public investment is met with a renewed focus on accelerated delivery of vital infrastructure. So the Regional Development Monitor, it's welcome, but the data must guide targeted investments to drive improvements, be that in environmental sustainability, economic development, and indeed quality of life across Donegal and the wider northwest and western region.